This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, and we had to take that quick break because we needed to verify the Kash Patel confirmation process. The vote has been taken, and it is official. Your new FBI director, Kash Patel, has been confirmed. Ryan, a few quick details before we get to our guest.
There were two Republicans that voted no on him. It is the typical ones, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. It does look like that McConnell of Kentucky, who announced his retirement today, voted yes on Patel.
So no J.D. Vance tiebreaker vote needed. We'll get some reaction and thoughts on that here in a bit, but we do have a guest scheduled that I'm excited to talk about. Thomas Catenacci is a reporter at the Free Beacon, and he wrote this article, and I came across it, and I was really grateful, Thomas, that we were able to connect with you today because you're doing great reporting work with the Free Beacon. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Annie.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, everybody's following DOGE. Everybody is following DOGE, left, right, alike. It's probably one of the most bipartisan efforts I've seen where they have a lot of support from people who are saying, find the waste. But another thing that we're starting to see a lot, too, is find the fraud. I want you to talk about Stacey Abrams and what you have uncovered here with the Free Beacon and reported on. Tell us a story here on what you discovered.
Yeah, well, rolling off of that initial point that you just made, a lot of the conversation around DOGE so far has been focused on USAID programs, just kind of blatantly wasteful programs to fund ridiculous things across the world. And there's no doubt it's important to be aware of those things and to call them out and to defund those programs. But they're smaller, right? We're talking about kind of $1 million grant here, $200,000 grant here, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to the actual sizable, you know, impactful programs, a lot of people sort of in the federal government would point you in the direction of climate programs. And there's none bigger than the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. It's an EPA program instituted by the Inflation Reduction Act in late 2022. It's the largest non-tax investment in the IRA, which itself is an absolute behemoth of a climate bill, as you're aware. And it turns out that this group called Power Forward Communities, which was stood up after the IRA was passed in anticipation of this program and its grants being funneled out, received $2 billion.
$2 billion.
$2 billion. Yeah, with a B, to be very clear, an absolute massive haul for a group that, again, was brand new and was started with the help of Stacey Abrams. And so this really should raise all the alarm bells, all the sirens of any sort of watchdog, of anyone following, you know, as you said, wasteful spending. This is borderline corrupt, and I'm sure there will be investigations into it. But again, this is a brand new group. And it reported at the time that it received this $2 billion from the Biden administration under the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund program, it had just reported $100 in total revenue.
Gosh, I could do
so
that.
That's
outrageous. I was hoping you would say that because, Thomas, you know, the timeline here that made me go, holy crap, this is outrageous. This Power Forward Communities organization here, they were founded in late 2023. They reported $100 in $100 in total revenue for the 3 months that they'd been in operation, and they got a $2 billion grant?
Exactly. Yeah, sadly, that is, it's all true what you just said and what we're talking about here. And, you know, to be honest, when I came across this information, I had to, like, quadruple check it because
right?
I didn't believe it. There's no way that a group that new, that inexperienced, has the infrastructure or the staffing or the connections to be able to handle $2 billion. And so just to kind of, you know, lead up to my next point here, because it continues to get crazier in my view. If you were to ask this group, now they didn't answer any of my questions or my inquiries.
Oh, really?
As expected. They completely ignored me. But if you were to get a response, I would imagine that they would say, well, we have, you know, partners that are that have a lot of experience. And so we're going to kind of lean on our partners to make sure all this funding is doled out to the appropriate areas and to the appropriate groups across the country. And the problem with that is the partners are themselves very, very political. And I'll just give you a few examples. One of the partners of this Abrams group is the Southern Economic Advancement Project. Another is Fair Count. Both of those groups were founded in 2019 by Stacey Abrams. And they have nothing to do with climate or energy efficiency or anything that the EPA does in its own mandate. They are racial equity and election-related groups that do mainly progressive things in Georgia. So that kind of makes me scratch my head. Another one is two other partners that this group boasts is the AFL-CIO and the American Federation of Teachers, two very powerful Democratic-aligned labor unions. And just to keep kind of, not to throw too much information at you.
No, give it all.
Untangling this web, the American Federation of Teachers president, Randy Weingarten, as you and your listeners will know very well, she sits on the board with Abrams of a separate group called Climate Power. Climate Power unleashed the largest advertising campaign in support of Kamala Harris, $55 million in September. And so it all kind of leads back to Democratic elections, Democratic campaigns, Democratic and progressive causes, and interest groups. In other words, this money wasn't tied to Republican or conservative or, you know, maybe pro oil and gas interests. It all kind of found its way back to these environmental interest groups that were new, that were tied to Democrats, and so on and so forth.
So I'm going to ask some dumb questions. So when we're talking about this $2 billion that goes to this very fresh, brand new organization, had been in, 3 months that it had existed and reported $100 in total revenue. Correct my facts if I am off here. The $2 billion that this organization received that was led by Stacey Abrams, where did that $2 billion come from?
It came out of the Environmental Protection Agency. The reason why it came out of EPA was because EPA was tasked with overseeing a program called the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. That program was created by Congress in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
So
I'm not sure. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is taxpayer money. No question about
that. Yes. This was allocated by Congress, taxpayer money, 100%.
Do these organizations, once they're founded, do they support candidates that help their cause?
Well, if you tie it all back to its partners and kind of follow that thread, it almost always leads exclusively to Democrats and Democratic campaigns. However, Power Forward Communities itself is unable to give to campaigns. So you can certainly argue that the money will find its way there, but that isn't entirely crystallized as of yet.
Do they know, like, what kind of expenditures Power Forward Communities, like, what kind of investments that they would make with that $2 billion? Have you been able to determine any of that yet?
Yeah. So what it is intended for is what's called energy efficiency upgrades. And all that is electrifying people's homes across the country. So they want to take the $2 billion and tell the federal government, trust us, we'll handle it from here, and then themselves act as a sort of federal independent agency and give money as they see fit to projects that would do things like rip out gas stoves from apartment buildings and replace them with induction stoves, or rip out a gas-powered water heater from someone's home and replace it with a heat pump water heater that's electric and not gas powered. So at the end of the day, it all leads back to the climate agenda and the agenda of transitioning away from fossil fuels.
Ooh, there's a lot of money in this. I hope that you continue to hustle on these stories and more. And I hope that you'll reach out to Brad, our producer, and I followed you on X as well. I'll be paying attention because I think one of the things we've discussed in the show, and we've definitely heard it from our listeners when in phone calls as well, is, yeah, we want to get all of the money clawed back that we can through Doge. But if people are gaming the system, if there's fraud and if there's abuse and if there's been a bureaucratic system that's set up to sustain itself in spite of the people who are funding it through their taxpayer dollars, we really want to know those names. And the Stacey Abrams one here is a very, very interesting one, I think.
Yeah, and we'll continue to dig through it.
All right. Well, Thomas, we appreciate your time today. Keep up with it. We'll be in touch and we'll continue to follow your work.
Really appreciate it, Annie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thomas Catanacci, reporter at the Free Beacon. You can go on X at Free Beacon and see the articles that he's done on the Stacey Abrams connection. Doesn't that just, isn't it? Like, don't you hear that? And you're like, well, of course. And at the same time, kind of ragey.
Yes. It makes me so incredibly mad. And yet, how many times have we heard this over the last couple decades where you go, well, yeah, but it was always, yeah, that's probably happening. Now you see, no, that's actually happening, and it makes you mad again.
Don't you also look at Stacey Abrams? Like, she just won't go away. Stacey Abrams. Oh, gosh, I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Go ahead.
Stacey Abrams in Carrie Lake.
Oh, God. I don't think anybody cares now.
Well, it's just like, how does Stacey Abrams continue to be on the scene?
Yeah, she's never won anything.
What value does she bring to the conversation?
$2 billion.
That's the value. Now we know. And it was your money. It's taxpayer money that gets laundered through a system. And, you know, when you watch the left, especially the ones who are super close to it, the closer you are to the swamp, the stickier your boots are from the muck of the swamp, the more panicked you probably are right now, because it seems like there's a house of cards that's about to come crashing down because your system is no longer going to be funded. I've thought about this since yesterday, since we asked the question, do you want the Doge dividend? Should you get some of this money back? And I honestly, like, I understand the value of paying down the debt. That is the right thing to do if you trust the people who are doing it to do it. And I don't. So they should say, if you want the money, you can get the money. If you want the money to go to the debt, you can tell us and we'll put the money towards the debt. I would much rather see the American people. It doesn't have to be all of it, but I think the American people need a piece back of what was theirs. And they need to keep doing the work that is necessary to reining all of this spending in. The work, the burden should be on them. Mm-hmm. To do their job right. You stole our money to fund things that aren't about when it's $25 million for fill in the blank. It's not about the fill in the blank. It's about the people who are in the line that the money gets handed from here to here to here to here to make sure that the fill in the blank can be the thing that you say that we spent $25 million on. The people are lining their pockets all over the place. That's the swamp. And it needs to stop. And I think that the American people, I feel very convicted about this. And I've heard economic folks say it's going to cause inflation. You just throw all this money back into the system. Well, it was our freaking money. It's making me more mad every time I hear another story like this. You're able to take all of that money out of the American taxpayer pocket. Everybody's trying to figure out how to pay for eggs. Yes, I understand inflation and everything. We're trying to figure out how to do all of these things, but you got the money on your side of that line between my paycheck and your bank account, and you couldn't handle spending it. I feel like that's a you problem, not a me problem. I know it's not that simple, but it's just very an emotional reaction to it.
I'm really, really glad that obviously everybody's going to focus on Donald Trump and say, this guy, he's going to do it. He has put in place people across the board at all these agencies now who are equally unafraid to go after this stuff. And hopefully they keep their spine and they don't just find it and then go, look at how terrible this was, we're going to end it. No, you just keep going. You keep going, and I have faith right now that these people that are being put in charge of these agencies are going to do that.
Do right by the people that trusted you and put you in office. Do right by them. You owe them that. That's why they put you there. You're there to protect their money. You're there to protect their interest. It's not about you.
And I've said this off air. I don't know if I've said it on air yet, but if you owe the federal government money, if you took out student loans, if you have some sort of tax liability that you haven't met, and there's $1,000, $3,000 coming your way because of this, take it off the top. Apply it to the student loan. I think that that would probably solve some problems as well.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to talk more about this, more about Kash Patel when we come back. There is some details to the Kash Patel confirmation vote. It has happened. 51 votes. Ryan will give us some more details on that. We'll hear the latest coming from Washington, D.C. We've got an FBI director. Man. No, everybody's confirmed, right? All the big guys, all the big ones are confirmed, right?
I think so. Well, I don't know about IRS. Billy Long?
McMahon is still up for the Department of Education. Yeah. That'll be a fiery one, especially because the Democrats have lost on all of the other ones. They're going to start putting all the chips in on the Department of Education one. Let's take a quick break. We'll get more details in a minute.